This is a download from the BBC. To find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/radio4.
The Office of Fair Trading is, later today, expected to announce a new clampdown on debt management companies, those companies that promise advice and solutions to consumers with debt problems. The OFT is expected to force them to be more transparent about the fees they charge, as well as banning them from describing themselves as charities or as providing free advice. There is also likely to be tough new rules on cold calling and texting. Well, Andrew Smith is a spokesperson for the trade body, the Debt Resolution Forum. He is also the External Affairs Director at a debt management group itself, Clear Debt, joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
Presumably you support the OFT decision to clamp down on these practices in your industry.
Yes, absolutely, we do. I mean, really what it's doing is codifying best practice that's emerged over the last few years. It's extending existing standards and making them more detailed.
You say that the existing standards and the standards that have emerged, but surely the whole reason why the OFT is getting involved is because standards have not emerged and that your industry needs sort of knocking into shape.
Standards have emerged. The problem is that it's a relatively small number of companies that follow them. There are two trade associations.
They haven't emerged largely. The minority of companies, you think, your view, the minority of companies are behaving well?
That would be my view. Members of the two trade associations are behaving well. I think that what this will do will force serious costs of compliance into the industry, both financial and in terms of changed processes. And I think that will mean that a lot of companies will actually get out.
Can you just tell me, describe what sort of practices the OFT indeed and you seem to be worried about?
I think one of the areas is where people don't immediately pass on the money they get from debtors to the creditors they owe. There's obvious potential there for funds to be misused, and there are a couple of cases around at the moment that show that that has happened. So that's a big area. I think another area is that there are companies who use third-party lead introducers who are responsible for a lot of cold calling. And I think what the OFT is going to say is that those lead introducers must be licensed to the same standards as the debt solutions providers themselves.
Is there any excuse, in your view, for a debt management company to get involved in cold calling?
Two weeks ago, there was the OFT reported on a super complaint by Citizens Advice where they had suggested that the debt management industry code called, and the OFT concluded that we didn't, that reputable companies in the debt management industry do not cold call.
Okay, so if as a potential consumer of one of these debt companies you get a cold call, you basically shouldn't answer it. I mean, that is a very clear signal that you're dealing with a dodgy business, is it?
I'd say it was, yes.
Do advisors in the industry need to be qualified?
I think they do. Our association.
So you think they should, or I mean, it's a factual question. Really. Do they or don't they?
I don't think there's any place for untrained advice. Our association asks its members to train people to the standards of the Certificate of Debt Resolution, which is 210-hour study, 3 exams, and a 70% pass rate. I think that's probably the minimum we should require.